Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Carlin Betcha, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Old-Fashioned Flirting Tips That Still Work. Forget dating apps. Grab your handkerchiefs. In a 1958 article in McCall's magazine, women were instructed on 159 ways to get a husband. The article's advice ran the gamut from volunteering for jury duty to stand in a corner and cry softly. Times have changed. Now you can find true love without jury duty or fake tears. But I promise you that the following old-fashioned flirting tips still work in any century. The Tom Sawyer. You see an attractive stranger squeezing avocados in the fruit aisle. But approaching that sexy stranger is fraught with peril. You could get rejected, or even worse, get rejected and look like the creeper who hits on strangers in the fruit aisle. This is when you employ a flirting technique I call the Tom Sawyer. In the novel The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Tom is tasked with painting a fence, but he has better things to do, so he gets his friends to do it for him. You are not going to approach a scary stranger. You are going to get your friends to do it for you. For example, say I am with a male friend and he spots a woman he would like to meet. I will then go up to her and start talking to her. It's best if the Tom Sawyer decoy is the same sex as the stranger. Sometimes I will simply compliment her shoes. Usually this leads to a 20-minute debate on why kitten heels are the perfect height. Prove me wrong. Sometimes I will say something mundane like, "You look familiar. Did you go to XYZ University?" It doesn't really matter what I use as an opener. Women are rarely threatened by other women approaching them. Then I will simply pull my male friend into the conversation and make the introduction. Boom! He is not the predator guy hitting on women. He is just the innocent bystander who got pulled into a discussion on the merits of kitten heels. I then excuse myself once the conversation gets rolling. My fence painting duty is done. The Jane Austen. In Regency, England, you wouldn't dare go to a ball without your handkerchief. Forget blowing your nose. You wouldn't be able to flirt. Gasp! Every gesture with a handkerchief held a hidden meaning. If the lady drew it across her cheek, she loved you. If she twisted it in her right hand, she loved another. And if she threw it over her shoulder, she wanted you to follow her. The gentleman had one responsibility, to return her handkerchief with a debonair, "Excuse me, miss, but I believe you dropped this." In this dream sequence, the gentleman has a handlebar mustache and looks like Antonio Banderas' younger brother. Just play along. These were simpler times. And yet, has anything changed? You can try this age-old trick by dropping various items in his path. A scarf, a sandwich, a glove, etc. Bonus points if you actually own a handkerchief. Unless his foot is stuck in a bear trap, most men will chase after a woman to return her dropped item. But, of course, once he returns your errant glove, you still have to open the conversation. A terse "thank you" won't inspire witty banter. You need to throw a bit more chum in the water. So instead of just thanking him, add a quirky detail to the lost item. For example, "Thank you. My sister would have killed me if I lost her favorite scarf. You just saved me from my sibling's wrath." Or try, "This is the second time I have dropped that scarf today. Do you think it is running from me?" Most people like to feel helpful. And when a stranger does a good deed for you, they cease to be a stranger. Which brings me to my next vintage playbook move, the Ben Franklin. In the 18th century, you couldn't step into a Paris salon without the rustle of petticoats enveloping Benjamin Franklin. Maybe it was his dead animal hats, or maybe it was his bifocals and sparkling bon mots. Either way, Ben Franklin was an avuncular heartthrob. He was so charming that he even has a psychological phenomenon named after him, the Ben Franklin effect. This effect is named after a particular incident in Ben's life. One of the elite men in his circle, his name is not recorded, kept trash-talking Franklin behind his back. Franklin was too much of a smooth operator to resort to fisticuffs, nor was butt-kissing his style. Instead, he would take down his opponent with psychological warfare. He would trick his hater into liking him. To accomplish this feat, Franklin wrote to his hater and asked for a favor. Could he borrow a rare book from the hater's library? The hater was flattered that Franklin had asked for his help and sent the book along. Franklin, in turn, sent a thank you note. And when they finally met in person, the hater treated Ben like his new best friend. So how did Franklin turn a foe into a friend with a simple request? The Ben Franklin effect works because it gives others a chance to invest back in you. When we invest in someone, it tricks our brain into thinking we like the person. Think about it. If you are doing something kind for someone, you must actually like that person. In other words, our actions become our beliefs. You can copy Ben's old-school charm by merely asking for small favors from strangers. Here are some openers. Ask for directions, especially if you are actually lost. I am looking at you, stereotypical male. If you are at a bar or restaurant, ask a stranger for drink or food recommendations. Example, I am famished. What is good here? Order a bunch of drinks for friends and ask a stranger to help you carry some of them. Pull a stranger into a conversation with friends by saying, "Excuse me, can you settle a debate we are having? Is Wonder Woman's greatest weapon her lasso of truth or her bracelets of victory?" Note, the correct answer is clearly lasso of truth. It doesn't really matter what hokey line you use. Most strangers are flattered to be the hero as long as you approach them in a playful, good-natured way. As someone who wishes instant messaging never replaced messenger pigeons, I believe flirting should have more feeling, or at least have a better how we met story. But if these flirting tips sound too cloying, you can always try another classic approach. Simply go say hi. The worst that will happen is she might have a burly boyfriend standing behind her, or he might have a posse of tattooed ladies piercing you with a death stare. Just have your dueling pistols ready. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.